Welcome to Astronomy Daily, the podcast, where we dive deep into the cosmos with the latest news and discoveries from the universe. Get ready for a journey through space as we cover exciting updates in the world of astronomy. From crucial missions to ambitious explorations, groundbreaking research, and awe-inspiring celestial events, we bring the universe closer to you. Whether you're an avid stargazer or a seasoned astrophysicist, there's something here for everyone who looks up at the night sky with wonder. So buckle up as we embark on this astronomical adventure together.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
In the latest chapter of China's grand visions for space exploration, the Shenzhou 18 mission heralds yet another successful endeavor. With the precision of a cosmic ballet, the Shenzhou 18 spacecraft, bearing three astronauts, gently docked with the Tiangong space station earlier today, a testament to China's growing capabilities above our atmosphere. This event is not just another orbiting dance. It represents a significant step toward Beijing's bold aspirations to send humans to the moon by 2030. The journey began with the roar of a Long March 2F rocket, cutting through the stillness of Jiuquan's night sky. On board, veterans and novices alike, Ye Guangfu, an experienced fighter pilot and astronaut, alongside space newcomers Li Kong and Li Guangsu. As the trio of taikonauts settled into their new orbital home for a six-month stint, their mission became clear: to push the boundaries of scientific understanding in microgravity. They will dabble in space botanicals, attempting to master the art of aquaculture in null gravity, with hopes of future harvests that might delight astronauts with the fresh bounty of sea life. Flies and mice will join in this space odyssey, participants in experiments that could unveil secrets to sustaining life amidst the stars. This mission is more than a stay at the heavenly palace, Tiangong. It's a stepping stone to the lunar surface and, potentially, the construction of a moon base. The Tiangong station, a symbol of pride and pinnacle of achievement for China's space dream, continues to defy Earth's gravity and international boundaries. Operated by a triumvirate of human prowess, its existence represents a powerful declaration of China's role in the future of spacefaring civilization. Each docking maneuver, every scientific experiment, and the day-to-day life on the station brings humanity closer to the celestial bodies that have been gazing down upon us since time immemorial. In a leap toward the future of space communication, NASA's Deep Space Optical Communications Project, embarked aboard the Psyche spacecraft, is redefining what is possible beyond Earth's atmosphere. This cutting-edge technology, although a demonstration, has successfully transmitted a copy of engineering data across a staggering 140 million miles. That's 1.5 times the distance between Earth and our Sun. This milestone is a vivid illustration of the potential for optical communication systems, which can send and receive information with unprecedented speed and bandwidth, far exceeding the capabilities of present radio frequency systems. Just imagine, with this new laser-based technology, we could receive intricate scientific data and even high-definition imagery from the depths of space at rates comparable to our terrestrial broadband internet speeds. This is not just impressive, it opens the door to more profound scientific insight and the tantalizing prospect of streaming video from other planets. As the Psyche spacecraft continues its journey through the asteroid belt, the laser communications demo highlights the realities of tomorrow, signaling a time when human missions set foot on Mars and other celestial bodies can stay connected to us back on Earth with fewer delays and richer information. Truly, this is a pivotal stride in our quest to unravel the mysteries of the cosmos and share those discoveries in real time with the entire world. Black holes, these enigmatic titans of space, a topic that has enticed astrophysicists and laymen alike. Today, we unravel some of their mysteries, particularly those surrounding the powerful jets they eject. For over a century, the paradox of black holes, objects so dense not even light can escape, yet capable of emitting potent jets out into the cosmos, has puzzled scientists. These jets travel at nearly the speed of light, and some stretch farther than entire galaxies. Two prevailing models have sought to explain this phenomenon: the BZ jet model and the disk jet model. The BZ Jet model suggests that these cosmic cannons are powered by the black hole's own spin energy, harvested via magnetic field lines tethered to the event horizon. On the other hand, the disk jet model argues that energy is drawn from the accretion disk, that swirling maelstrom of ionized gas circling the black hole's gravitational well. It was the supermassive black hole at the heart of Galaxy M87 that became the focus of a groundbreaking study. An international team took the predictions of both these models to task, comparing them against actual telescopic observations made by the Event Horizon Telescope. Their findings? The BZ Jet model's predictions aligned remarkably well with the observed jet. Its width, length, even the characteristic limb brightening all reconciled with the observations, pointing to the BZ Jet model as the plausible mechanism driving these astonishing structures. This insight not only advances our theoretical physics, but it also shapes our vision for future space explorations. As we peer deeper into the universe, understanding the forces that govern these black hole jets could one day illuminate pathways to harness energy beyond anything currently imaginable, a prospect that indeed gets the imagination racing. Cleared for launch and ready to write a new chapter in space travel, NASA's elite astronauts have touched down at the historic Kennedy Space Center, signaling the imminent departure of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. It's a sight rekindling memories of the storied shuttle era, with a fleet of T-38 jets carving through the skies, their hold carrying experts of the cosmos. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, commanding and piloting this mission, are set to steer the crew flight test to the International Space Station. With the shuttle program in our rearview, this test marks a significant pivot point, a testament to the burgeoning synchrony between NASA and commercial partners like Boeing. The trajectory is set. No earlier than May 6th, the pair will undertake perhaps their most momentous journey, with the Starliner marking its first ballet with the stars ferrying humans. This crew flight test isn't merely a technical exercise, it's an embodiment of human tenacity, a demonstration of trust in the technology that will propel our aspirations skyward. As they don their suits and run through the rehearsals, the crew stands on the precipice of tomorrow, engines primed, spirits high, and eyes ever skyward, poised for a seamless dance with space's boundless expanse. We are on the threshold of a new era where commercial vessels become the workhorses of low Earth orbit ventures. And as the Starliner prepares to stitch its trail across the stars, it carries with it the potential for an integrated spacefaring future.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
In a remarkable nod to the wonders of space exploration and the creativity it inspires, LEGO is set to launch the imaginations of space enthusiasts worldwide with the unveiling of two new sets that are genuinely out of this world. First, the Apollo era meets modern engineering in the LEGO Icons NASA Artemis Space Launch System. Master builders and space aficionados alike can revel in the construction of a detailed scale model of NASA's flagship rocket, poised to take humans back to the moon, and, perhaps, one day, beyond. This intricate 3,601-piece set brings to life the towering might of the SLS, complete with its launch platform and towering support tower. The attention to detail extends to the Orion spacecraft as it sits ready to carry astronauts into the new era of lunar exploration. It's not just a model, it's a tribute to the pinnacle of human ingenuity and rocket science, all for the hands-on enjoyment of those captivated by the final frontier. The second of these stellar sets whisks you away from lunar aspirations to the heart of our home galaxy. The LEGO Art, the Milky Way galaxy set, is a mesmerizing feast of color and contemplation. Across its 3,091 pieces, you're not just piecing together a galaxy. You're mapping the very stars and nebulae that have been the subjects of wonder and scientific pursuit for centuries. Each brick brings you closer to the vastness of the cosmos, making the unreachable touchable, the immense personalized, and the cosmic beautifully expressive. So, whether you're reliving the heyday of space exploration or navigating the cosmos from the comfort of your home, these new LEGO sets promise to connect the child in each of us with the infinite possibilities that lie among the stars. Thank you for joining us on Astronomy Daily, the podcast. It has been a spectacular journey through the cosmos today, filled with groundbreaking news and cosmic discoveries. Remember, your odyssey into the stars doesn't have to end here. Dive deeper into the wonders of the universe by visiting our website at astronomydaily.io. There, you'll find even more news, in-depth articles, and resources to fuel your love of space. And don't forget to connect with us on social media. Follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at AstroDailyPod, where we continue the conversation and share daily updates on all things astronomical. Until next time, this is Charlie saying, keep your eyes on the skies and keep exploring the infinite expanse of space.